is a Fox News alert. It wasn't much of a red wave. I'm Dave Anthony, but Republicans are confident they will take control of the House. Hasn't happened yet. They've won 200 House seats, need just 18 more. Many of the 63 races not called yet lean Democrat. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson's at the White House.
And it appears the president's strategy of not campaigning in battleground states except for Pennsylvania paid off. Nancy Pelosi says while many races remain too close to call, it is clear that House Democratic members and candidates are strongly outperforming expectations across the country.
Now, Pelosi would no longer be House Speaker next year if the GOP does indeed win a majority. It might take a while to determine control of the Senate. Democrat John Fetterman won in Pennsylvania. Just got a call from Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Republican conceding the race. Fetterman overcame a stroke to win.
This campaign has always been about fighting for everyone who's ever been knocked down that ever got back up.
Now, his flipping a red seat blue makes it 48-48 in the Senate with four key races too close to call. Republican Senator Ron Johnson leads in Wisconsin. Republican Adam Laxalt ahead in Nevada trying to unseat Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Arizona.
Election officials are telling us that we're likely going to be waiting until Friday to see 95% to 99% reported in, but that means a lot could change between now and then. So I want to give you some context on how and why this race is evolving. So let's start with the Senate. Okay, 66% reporting. A Democratic incumbent Mark Kelly leading by just 5 points. Now, he won heavily in that early voting, but Masters has been closing that gap overnight as day of voting day trickles in. Now, it's important to note the spread. Kelly started 18 points ahead. Masters has already made up 13% overnight, and we're seeing new batches skew heavily for the GOP.
Now that's Fox's Kelly O'Grady in Phoenix. In Georgia, Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker's close race is likely headed to a runoff. That would be next month. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
So why did people vote the way they did? Fox News voter analysis looks into that. Here's Fox's Kevin Cork.
Feelings about how the U.S. government is working? Yeah, not so much. 75%, that's a whopping number, say they're either dissatisfied or angry. How about the most important issues facing the country? Again, our voter analysis showing that the economy continues to dominate. Immigration, abortion, climate change, well down the list there. You can also talk about crime and health care and guns, also on that list of things that people are concerned about. How about reasons for inflation? 54% say it's Biden policies. 46% say it's factors beyond his control.
Just 43% of voters approve of the job the president is doing in that survey. Inflation was a factor in their vote for 93% of those who were questioned. Now, stocks are falling the day after the election. The Dow is down 196 points. The NASDAQ is losing 90. The S&P 500 shedding about 26 points. Meta's stock is rising after taking a beating all year. It's Facebook's parent company. It's lost 70% of its value in a year. But it's up 4% today because the social media giant is cutting more than a tenth of its workforce.
Pink slips are flying at Facebook's parent company, Meta. in what could total thousands and could be the company's largest job cuts in its 18-year history. In a message today to employees, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, with a new economic environment, the company needs to be more capital efficient. So Meta's shifting more resources onto a smaller number of high-priority growth areas.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Zuckerberg also blamed himself, saying ad revenue came in much lower than expected. The price of oil's down a dollar. It's about $87 a barrel. Gas up a fraction. The AAA's national average still for regular about $3.80 per gallon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.